I'm drowning, wrist so icy, wonder why she like me. I'm drowning in water, I just bought a cube and dipped it in a fountain. Everywhere that I go,
welcome to another episode of the Youth Vibes Podcast. We have our good new friends here, Sabria and Karima, and we're going to talk about depression. So we're going to give them a chance to talk about, you know, different areas of depression, their experiences, and have them give out some advice. Y'all ready, friends?
Sure.
Okay. They look fake nervous, but let me tell y'all how they had this event over the weekend that was really popping. They had a good crowd. They was really working the mic, so I'm sure that, you know, they're not real life nervous. So who wants to go first?
What's the question?
So depression. Tell us about, you know, how do you feel about it? Your experiences with it? What you got going on?
Depression. I don't really have a definition for it. I just know whenever I did go through it, I knew like I just wasn't in the right mindset, and I like distanced myself a lot.
Okay.
I realized I was like during like my 10th grade year and the summer going into my freshman year. So I just like recently for my 10th grade year, I just realized my room was just a mess from like a long period of time.
Okay.
And that's when I realized like, all right, something wrong. And I realized when I removed somebody, all the stress got off my shoulders. And when I got good news, everything removed, like I was good. So then I actually cleaned my room and that was cool.
You had to remove somebody else your life?
Yeah.
Who? Why? I'm newsy. What's going on? What happened?
Basically, I was talking to somebody, and they just had a lot of baggage on with them.
Baggage.
And with me, like if I'm interested in someone, I'm really like connected with people.
Okay.
Like,
check you out.
Yeah. So I'm really concerned of what happens with you, and what happens with you, I kind of put it with me too.
Okay.
So. Since he had everything that was going on with him, I'm like, all right, we going to thug it out. We got this.
Thugging it out. How old did you get?
I'm 17.
Okay. All right. So we thugging it out 17. Okay. And then what happened?
I realized it wasn't like nothing was changing. So I'm like, all right, nothing changing. I'm not going to keep doing this. I realized after a while I'm stressing myself out. So I just had to remove him out of my life.
And things been better ever since?
Yeah. And yep. Then I got good news too. So.
Oh, what was the good news? Now I'm newsy. Tell me about it.
That I could continue going to school where I go to school now.
Okay.
There was a lot of situations going on.
So he was just in the way.
Yeah, he was in the way. He wasn't even helping. I was like, yo, can you help me? Because I'm trying to find somewhere else new to go in case, like, because I'm not trying to go to my neighborhood school. He's like, yeah, I'll help you. I ain't getting no help. So I'm like, all right, you're not really.
So he not the thug that you wanted. He not who you wanted to thug it out with, huh?
Yeah.
He not working out. So now y'all still friends, though?
No.
Yeah, y'all can't be friends.
He started acting stupid. So I'm like, I'm not about to, no. And if I still have you there, you already stressing me out, I know I still don't want that. Because I know you still going to bring that baggage on me.
Right.
And he too cocky.
Oh, yes. Now we going off. So he's too cocky, too.
He was too cocky.
That's not good. I'm glad it worked out, though. So do you feel like he was adding to the depression and not subtracting? Like, he just added?
I think he gave me the depression. Really? Like, in the midst of me, think talking to him, that's when I found out I probably would have to move schools.
Okay.
And then just that, stressing that out, like, all right, I'm like, all right, I might have to move school, so meaning I need to start getting back on. So, and I realized I started like going downhill in school too.
Okay.
So that's another thing. I'm like, I gotta fix this. My Spanish grade went down. I was chilling in Spanish in first and second semesters, and third and fourth I'm tripping.
And then you met him, start showing up.
Yeah.
Start thinking you was a thug, and you went thug it out. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Back.
So.
All right. So we're very excited to see that you're back on track or whatnot. Like, y'all had no study group? Y'all wasn't studying together? Or he probably wasn't in school.
He wasn't even in school.
You know what?
It was just toxic all around.
Toxic all around. So you had to get that behavior out the way?
Yeah.
All right. So how long y'all been, like, not together? You've been depression-free? Like, it's been better. How long has it been?
I would say since May.
Yes. Okay. So how are you doing? May was, like, yesterday. So how's everything going? It's better?
All right. So I distracted myself for real. Like, my friend Claudio, he's really helpful. Like,
We want to shout out to Quadir in the living room. Y'all can't see him, but he is here.
Yeah, shout out to Quadir. You can follow my Instagram at Derek's Gotti, you know.
So yes, I love it.
He a poet. so he was really helpful.
Okay, that's what's
He helped me get into poetry even more and stuff. So he was there when I was like going through the thing with the dude. So he was just like, all right, Bree, you got to figure something out, because obviously this is not working out for you. So that was that.
Check you out.
And I distracted myself with somebody new, basically. Me and my friends went to a carnival. And
it's just getting better.
Yeah, he was attractive, so that was that. And then we just figured it out like that, and boom.
And boom. So where are you and the new dip stand now? Y'all still cool?
Who?
The new person.
The new person? Yeah, we still cool, but I don't like him no more.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, as long as you're not in that stage.
He was boring. I couldn't talk to him about nothing. Like, it was like every 2 seconds, what you doing? I'm not about to do that. I'm bored.
Like, I mean, you got it all figured out. Check you out. Okay. what if he was saying that you was boring, though? You don't think that he was saying the same thing about you?
I know how to keep a conversation. Right. I tried to give topics, and he would, like, shorten the answer, and I'm just like, I'm not, no. Mm.
You don't want to go through it.
I could try to spice it. I'm like, all right, so what's your take on Donald Trump? And he was just like, yeah, I don't like him. I'm like.
That was it.
All right.
That was enough.
Yeah, that was it.
You need more conversation, huh?
Yeah.
I can understand. I'm cracking that. Karima, do you have a story about depression?
Yeah, like, I don't really have, like, a definition for depression. But, like, I know I had personal experience with depression. Kind of still dealing with it, but not as much. I guess, like, when I think of it, I think, like, based off of my personal experience, I know that it happens a lot, like, starting in, like, middle school, going into high school.
Yep.
Because I know that, like, in eighth grade, things went downhill for me. I don't know. I just got real overwhelmed, like, with family problems. And I think, like, depression is really common in, like, black families.
Right.
But we can't, like, really talk about it as much because, like, I was dealing with depression for, like, 2 years, and, like, I just started going to therapy, like, a couple months back, but I stopped going. Things got better, though.
What made you stop going?
Oh, because, like, I was fine. I didn't need it anymore.
After dealing with it for all this time, you go to a couple sessions, and you like, oh,
no,
I'm
I was, I don't know, almost a year. I was going for almost a year.
That's what's up.
But, yeah, I know that it was, like, a lot of family issues that really came from, and a lot of things built up. Like, I learned that, like, if you just don't talk about it, then nothing really helps.
Nothing really helps.
It's kind of hard to tell, like, your family, too, because my best friend went through it. And when he told his mom, like, started crying. Like, no parent want to hear from their child.
Yeah, they're depressed.
I'm depressed. Like, right. And a lot of people don't, like you said earlier, like, people don't understand, oh, what you depressed about. But, like, high school is depressing. Like, oh my God, high school is depressing. It's so much that goes on with it. It's not just even schoolwork. Like, we still got social lives, and the social life thing is still, like, we trying to figure out who's good for us and who's not. It's like, when my school was, like, the person was toxic, I thought they was good for me at one point, and then after, I'm like, yeah, you're not right. It's cool. And then and a lot of people think it's just, like, even with school, like, family can be toxic, too.
Right.
And,
like, that's what depression. It is.
So, like,
amen.
And, like, you tell your parents, like, I told my mom, and she's like, what do you mean you're depressed? I provide all this stuff, but it's, like, sometimes it's not even that. Like, sometimes, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes they just don't see all the things that, like, goes on.
Sometimes I don't want no new sneakers. I want a hug. Like,
but that's real, though. Like,
that's true.
We need a hug.
Like, everybody need a hug every once in a while, and it's just, it's a lot that goes on through a teenager's mind. Like, it's not just, like I said, like, with schoolwork, like, a lot of teenagers go through insecurities a lot now due to social media.
Yeah. More is more.
And it's crazy. I went through it. I was insecure for a good amount of time. I'm starting to build up my self-confidence again. And that's another thing. Once you constantly beating yourself up and saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty, I'm not this, because you're comparing comparing yourself to other people, that can also put you in that depressing mindset too. So
how do we stay away from, I guess, the mindset of being depressed, like, not comparing ourselves or staying away from the things that may trigger us to jump into, like, depression?
Talk about it, but it's not easy for everyone to talk about it either.
True.
Yeah, what I did, like, I just started writing a lot.
Because
it was, like, to the point where I started hurting other people because I was hurting myself. And, like, a lot of my friends was, like, starting to cut me off. And I'm like, thing. Like, what did I do? But it was because I was hurt myself, so I started to hurt other people. So I just started to be more mindful when I started to write things down. And I guess therapy helped a lot because, like, I don't really like opening up to a lot of people, but I guess that really helped. And listening to music, that's my real thing.
Yeah, music. You got an artist you listen to?
Yeah.
Who? What's the artist?
A Boogie.
Oh, yes. Oh, are you listening to him?
No. But I get when we have guests and they say the artist that they like, because I'm engulfed in the music that I'm engulfed in, I understand why they like an A Boogie. It's very personable. Like, okay. These artists that are out these days are very, very, very personable. And it's like, he got all this money, but he's going through the same BS I'm going through. And they're not afraid to put that out there. So yeah. I definitely get it. It's not somebody I listen to, but I've definitely heard songs. And I get it. I definitely get it.
That's what I did. I wrote my stuff down. I got like about 3 poems about that toxic person or just the situation.
You was going off.
Yeah, I was going off. I was mad. Like, yes. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't like this feeling. I'm going to just write. And I cussed him out of so many people. I posted one on my Instagram too.
Oh, he was
he
going off.
He liked it. Didn't even realize he liked it. I'm like, did you read the new poem I wrote? He was like, yeah, I like it. Whole time is about you, dummy. Like,
I'm glad you left him alone. What if y'all might meet up like later on in life though?
And he matured. I saw this post. It was like, what if your kids date your ex-kids?
Oh no. Well, I do think that's how life works out, though, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it works out. Ain't that weird, though? Awkward. Yeah,
Very weird. So we wanted to just do a quick episode on, you know, depression and ways to maneuver around it. We have A Boogie as a good artist to listen to when you're, you know, depressed. You got another artist you listen to? You got artists?
I listen to everything. I don't know.
NBA Youngboy.
Okay, so I'll
say Meek. I listen to Meek.
Meek
I listen
is,
a lot of Meek.
Meek is cool.
And I listen to Chris Brown. But right now I'm on a Chris Brown.
What you on Chris Brown? What
I'm
is it?
Chris
highest?
Brown. Yeah. Why? I'm taking a break. Me mad. He don't like dark skinned women. I'm dark skinned.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You're not about to disrespect me.
Yeah. You agree that? Yeah. That was a crazy situation that got out of hand. He tried to fix it though with the new video.
Yeah,
he definitely did.
But it's like he did try to fix it. But we still knew what you meant, because all the other women in there was the woman that you like.
Right. Okay.
There was only dark-skinned women that you like, that you had in there, and you only did to prove a point. So, like,
you see her at a young age. So, wrapping up our quick episode on depression, we have our good new friends. I want them to tell y'all real quick about this event they had over the weekend. The event was held August this past weekend. It was like an open mic situation that they put together and had about 1 million teens come out and you know, do their poetry thing. What started y'all to get into that type of situation?
The open mic thing. I came with the open mic I came with it like about end of June or end of July, somewhere around there.
So you was on it, because you basically just thought about it.
Yeah, I just thought about it.
That's what's up.
And then I knew she did poetry and stuff, and she do a lot of, like, activist stuff, and I'm like, me and her, we like the same thing, so why not? And I knew her from my other friend.
Years.
Yeah, we are connected through this one person, so we know each other for years. And, yeah, me and her ain't talk a lot, but it's like, all right, I know we both got the same interests. We both want to see black children in Philadelphia do good.
Yes,
so
go
let's,
for
let's
them.
Do something. So I just damn turned. She was like, yeah, I'm all for it. And we just did it.
So were y'all pleased with, like, the outcome and all that stuff?
Outcome was good. Beginning was a little rocky, though.
Yeah, but it was okay.
It came out pretty good. We got a little bit more crowd. The one girl.
Engagement.
Huh?
Engagement.
Yeah, a little bit more engagement.
Yeah.
It got better towards the end, but.
So when y'all think about doing another one?
I was thinking about doing one each month for the second Saturday of each month.
Wow.
I don't know yet.
Good.
I gotta think about it.
Okay. You hear the activists in the building? Y'all want to shout out your social media so people can follow y'all?
Yeah. Follow me @_.
I was waiting to hear it. Every team that we have here on here is an _. What do y'all love about this _?
I don't know. Just make it.
It makes it different.
Really? Makes the name longer. It makes the name special.
I had to put an _ in mine because somebody else already had my Instagram name.
Okay,
it was just
going
to be S.Kali. But I was
S.Kali.
Because that was my stage name because I used to sing and stuff.
Okay.
So I did it as that, and then, like, somebody had it, and I'm like, all right, underscore. And it was like, yeah, you can use that. And I'm like, all
right. Okay. So, yeah. I understand, dude. All right, what's the underscore name?
Oh, underscore Karima Alexis underscore.
Two underscores. Okay, how about you? What's yours?
S dot K-H-A-L-E-E underscore.
Okay, if y'all missed that one show, just to remind that back so y'all can follow them on social media.
Let me say it again.
No, it's cool. They can rhyme with them. No problem. So we just want to wrap up our episode on depression, and we want to thank y'all for coming and sit here. Listen, y'all, we in the house.
Oh, yeah, before we finish.
Yes, let me tell you all about it.
Can I shout out my artists? Because yes. I think they need some recognition.
Listen,
too.
Go ahead. All right,
so like, let me get on my list because I forgot somebody.
She's getting on her list. All right,
so when we had them open, like, we had rappers, singers, and poets. It was called Teen Chella. I will be hosting another one.
Okay.
Promotion. I'm sorry. I had to
no, do it. Do your thing.
So, one, we had Karima. She gave her socials. We had me. We had one girl. Her name was Written Justice.
Okay.
Was that her whole Instagram? Mm-hmm. It's just Written Justice. It's just Written Justice. Then we have my best friend, UPT.JR, meaning Uptown Junior. But, yeah. Then we have Taj Jacobs, which is TAJJACOBS underscore. We got X Gunna, which is XGUNNA. She's a rapper. Am I missing somebody? I feel like I'm missing somebody. I'm missing a few people. We got Quad Air. I gave y'all his socials earlier.
Yes, go off on him. Y'all hear her?
If you want more, you can just literally come to my Instagram. And I can't remember their names off the top of my head. So you can just, if you want some artists, you can come to me, come to her, and we got you.
Check them out. Y'all hear them out here. And make sure y'all follow everybody she just said. I don't remember what she just said, but I'm going to rewind. And I'm going to go follow them as well. It was called Teen Chella. Teen Chella. So look out for that because they're looking to do it like once a month.
Yeah, once a month.
Okay, so what y'all look basically looking for? Open mic artists, rappers, singers.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all be having like little freestyle battles and.
We can do that. You want
to
do that? That's
not If anybody if y'all want to battle, come on out.
No. We only had one event so far.
Oh well, yeah, we only had one event, so actually it might be a little freestyle battle.
Okay. Good ideas. Y'all make sure y'all look and look out for Teen Chella. It's popping out here. Thank you for tuning in to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's joke a little, laugh a lot. You can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices.